Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tommy O'Brien. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Neil Berry. Batting second. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Reeb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon misplays the ball. That's an error on Lapon. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball four. Tebbets moves to second. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pesce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tebbets scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Wertz moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Reeb moves to second. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it. Berry is attempting to advance to second base. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Grissom now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams bunts towards the mound. Grissom fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Tebbets hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grissom fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Zarrilla moves to second. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of O'Brien. Berry reaches second base with a double. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry scores. 2 outs. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a pop-up towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Reeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reeb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Goodman trying to get to second. Wirtz throws the ball into Barry, who tags Goodman for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Barry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky juggles the ball. That's an error on Pesky. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.